Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
If you have that thing you want to accomplish, you got to not just set that goal, but stick to it every day. And it's a grind, but at the end, it'll be a reward.
As a loyal Best Ever listener, you know that it's important that we as entrepreneurs focus on managing our time effectively, which is why we're always looking for ways to automate the basic duties of our business so that we can focus more time on our money-making activities. That's why I want to introduce you to Rentler.com. At Rentler, landlords and property managers can perform all their duties in one place. Rentler offers tools that allow you to automate tasks like listing a unit for rent, finding and screening tenants, collecting rent, and managing the maintenance requests. And even better, these tools are offered at zero cost to you. Go to tryrentler.com/best ever. That's tryrentler.com/best ever to get started today. Best Ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. With us today, Jason Bangerter. How you doing, Jason?
Great.
Glad to hear it and nice to have you on the show. A little bit about Jason. He has started many companies, and one of which is Rentler. And Rentler was started because he noticed that the rental industry served either tenants or landlords, but never both. And he is based in Sandy, Utah. You can learn more about his company at Rentler.com. So with that being said, Jason, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your current focus?
Sure. Just a little background. I've been a designer for years and started a company called Struck. We began just locally and we became a national agency doing work for companies you recognize all over the globe, including companies like Nike and Lego and BMW, etc. And anyway, a few years ago, I started two new companies, one of which is Rentler and the other one's called Nuvi. Nuvi pulls in all of social media and analyzes it in real time. But my real love is Rentler, so I turned the other company over and then focused all my efforts on Rentler.
With Nuvi, is there any overlap or ways you leverage Nuvi to help your other companies? Because a company that pulls in social media and analyzes in real time, I imagine, is helpful for any company.
It is. We can use Nuvi in a variety of ways, but one of the ways we can use it is to see how people are feeling about any particular topic and then redesign our system based on what people are saying on social, or can pull in some of the smart people that have built Nuvve. For instance, my chief technology officer was with me at Strzok and at Nuvve, and co-founded Nuvve and Rentler with me. So we've got some really smart people. For instance, it takes a lot to pull in all of social media and analyze it in real time.
First off, what is Rentler?
So great question. Rentler is a place for smaller landlords to manage their properties. And really, from the beginning of meeting a tenant to by the time they leave, and everything in between. It was a need that I had when I was flipping houses as an investor, when I ran my other company, Strzok, and flipped about, I don't know, 25 homes. And when the music stopped in 2007, I had these houses and I thought, crap, I gotta rent them. And I didn't know anything about being a landlord. And I started looking around and I really needed these tools and no one made them. So I, as an entrepreneur, said, let's just build it. What we did.
So meeting a tenant to the time they leave, they are done with renting from you. You said everything in between. What are some of the main components of that?
Great question. So the first one would be obviously finding a tenant for your property. And one thing I noticed out there was Craigslist was full of scams. There's a lot of challenges with the scamming side of things. I didn't like that. And then any listing site, once you rented your place, you couldn't save your listing. So that was one big thing. I got tired of reposting the same thing over and over and over. So we have a feature that you can turn on and off your listing and manage your listing from one place. That was one of the first things. The next one that really bothered me was the onboarding process. Actually screening. And just a quick story, I had a tenant living in my property and I just kind of looked at him. He looked like an honest guy. He drove a Porsche.
He got you real good. I sense it.
Yeah, come to find out, he declared bankruptcy and he came to me and said, hey, I can't make this month's rent and I'm good for it. He seemed like he was, and I didn't really know what I was doing at the time, to be frank. I've always had good tenants. And long story short, I couldn't get him out of my property because I had a horrible lease I just downloaded online, full of holes. And 9 months later, I finally got him out of my house. And I lost a ton of money on that deal. Really stunk. But it reinforced my idea of starting Rentler. And I was in the middle of that problem when I was starting Rentler. So,
and tons of inspiration at the time.
Yeah, bad inspiration, but... Nevertheless, it got me going. And then the other features are things like background checks as well as just the credit checks. So we've got some really robust things. On the background checks, I also learned that not all background checks are created equal. People tout the idea of a national background check. And there's counties like LA County, just a little county in California, does not report their county records to the national background check. And there's counties all over. It's like Swiss cheese. So if someone was bad and they were living in a county in Wyoming, for instance, and then moved into your house, you have no idea if they were a baddie or a goodie. And the only way to find that out is by actually running county searches on that individual. And so as someone who's been screwed over before, I made that a mission to go out and get the best background checks possible. And we're able to get into county searches, even into the smaller counties.
Do you have to know the counties to search for, or does it just, you hit a button and it
just searches all?
You hit
all
a button
them.
And we do it all for you. Sometimes the counties are so backwards. There's a few in Kentucky, unfortunately, where you have to actually send a runner to the county courthouse and they physically look up the records.
Is that part of the hit the button process, or is that a special request?
No, you hit the button and we go to work. And the other side of it I learned too is, credit checks are really regulated, and if I wanted to pull credit in the past, I would have to get my place inspected, and they had to make sure I had a fax machine for some reason and a lock on my filing cabinet. I'm not sure what that would do to stop, but that was a requirement. But the way we do it is we actually pull a credit check. The tenant actually pulls their own and then shares it with the landlord. So we avoid some of those silly rules that have been put in place.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
That was a big deal. And then it's a soft pull on the tenant. So we do credit and background checks. And then we have forms. They're not in every area right now because we really research out who the lawyers are that mm-hmm. we work with. And if there's any good lawyers out there listening to this podcast, I'm all ears. But we'll vet you out, make sure you're good. But we publish those forms on our site and allow landlords to access those. And then the other things are paying rent online. Something as small as that. I remember myself going to great lengths to try to get all my tenants rent. And then I'd forget because I was the CEO of a major agency. And I'd be like, crap, did that person pay me last month?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd look it up in my account and sure enough, they never did. And then you'd have to go track down the rent. I had one tenant in particular, they for some reason didn't know how money worked and they'd write me a check and I had to rush to the bank that day or I knew it would bounce. So I had to create those things in mind when we created our payment platform. And we take into account all that kind of stuff. The major one is we do two-day funding on ACH. And normally it's a 5 to 7 business days, really. For some reason, our government takes a break during the weekends and holidays. Their computers turn off for some silly reason. But in our system, we do two-day turnaround on ACH payments, which is absolutely phenomenal.
The finding a tenant for your property where you said you can turn on and off a listing, and you talked about Craigslist being pretty scammy or spammy.
Yeah.
Is the listing not on Craigslist, or is it just a different way of listing it on Craigslist?
No, currently we do it on Rentler. We're looking at a feature where you may be able to syndicate out to other listing services. But Rentler right now gets over 7 million views a month on our site.
Holy moly. How'd you do that? When'd you launch Rentler?
We launched it 6 years ago, and we just get a lot of traffic.
How?
How? That's an ancient Chinese secret. Actually, we did something kind of brilliant. It wasn't necessarily just my idea, but we partnered with a local NBC affiliate in Utah, and they outdid Craigslist on traffic. The company's called KSL, KSL.com, and if you look under their home section, you'll find that Rentler is embedded into that, and we actually power their rental section.
Mm, beautiful.
Yeah, we started pulling all their traffic over, and they just get so much traffic. And because of the relationship, it's a great relationship. We love working with them. We've been able to increase traffic on our end, and we just get just a ton of traffic. So right now, we don't syndicate out, but we're looking at that as a possibility. For instance, a future feature we're looking at is the ability to publish to Craigslist so you'd be able to manage your listing for other sites from Rentler.
Now, you get millions of views a month, and the primary way it sounds like that you grew it to this point was through that partnership. I'm on that website, and it looks like that's a local.
It's a local news site. It covers the whole state of Utah. Because of that, it grew outside of the state, and we started growing incrementally in other states. We're getting around, I would say, 5,000 to 6,000 new users every month in outside of the state. We've already saturated our own state of Utah. One in every three people that live in the state of Utah is a registered user on our site.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredibly impressive.
Thanks. We wanted to make sure we dominate our own local market, and then move from there.
Do you work with people nationally then?
Yeah, right now our forms are still localized in our own market, but we're starting to expand that into other markets. We don't have anything published on that yet. My whole strategy, like building the agency, for instance, in the past, and building from a local agency to a national agency, working with some of the biggest brands, we focus on local. And then we expanded from there. And that's the exact strategy we've employed here. We've already met our goals and exceeded them in our own state. And we're in the process of really starting to aggressively expand outside of our local market. And we've got clients in every state at this point. it's fun to hear from them and hear how they found us and what they're doing with our tool.
How do you make money?
That's a great question. There's different revenue sources, but in the state of Utah, we do charge to list. Part of that is we have a dominant presence here, but outside we don't. So that's one way we're able to take and run a large company. We're able to pull in that revenue in the local market, and we bring a lot of value to those customers. We work with some of the largest property management companies around, Graystar, Alliance, AMC. There's a lot of companies we work with here, and we work very closely with that on the multifamily side. But our real focus is on the smaller 50 units and below to build that property management software.
So the number one revenue source is Utah landlords' ads for listing on your website?
Right now, that definitely is. And then the number two would be payments and also screenings. With screenings, the landlord has the ability to choose if they're going to pay for it or if they're going to ask their tenant to pay for it. Another big feature, because I'm all about bringing value to a customer, not just taking. And one big thing is, I noticed tenants were filling out the same information over and over again. So we made a universal application. And when you create a listing, you can actually apply one time and then send it to multiple places. Some of those places may require screening, some may not. But that's why we split the application, the screening, apart.
You've been around for 6 years. What are some major things you can think of that's evolved since you founded it?
Oh, boy. Well, we've learned a lot of lessons with scammers.
What was happening?
One of the things we discovered was you got the normal scam, which is someone steals the images from some website out there, a Craigslist, for instance, and then calls it their own. And we work really hard to avoid that. We've got some proprietary ways to do that. We share with other companies like Amazon, etc. And we're able to identify scammers pretty rapidly. And we do some things that I'm not going to reveal, but we do some things that really stop scammers pretty quickly.
Go get them.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite missions is to stop scammers. It's one thing we do, but one thing that's evolved. But as far as scamming goes on payments, we were a little naive when we started. And if you know anything about ACH, there's this thing called the float. And what happens is, the tenant would put their payment out there, and then we would pay the landlord before the tenant got their account charged. So we were floating the money to the landlord. So what was happening was a scammer would come along and pretend to be both landlord and tenant and then steal the money and then poof. So we've gotten really wise to that. And once that happened once or twice, we've completely stopped that. We haven't had a scam on that side in years. We're very cautious about how we handle that. That's one way that's really changed is just learning. Because every time you do something, the scammers are out there thinking about new ways to scam. So we've got to be on top of our game, and we've got a great fraud team that monitors everything we do.
Anything from a offering standpoint that maybe you offered previously that you thought landlords or tenants would really want that you found out, they didn't really care about that. Instead, let's focus on XYZ.
Yeah, that's a good question. I thought we would offer simple pricing. We went to $8 a month where we would just pay a subscription and you would get all of our services. But what we discovered was someone would use our services up front and cancel a couple months later, when in reality, they just wanted to use different parts of our service. So we said, well, let's price it at the lowest possible price we can get away with and allow them to just pick and choose what they want to use. And if they just want to use us for screenings, that's great. If they just want to use us for listings, that's great. If they have under two listings, it's free. If they want to use us for screenings and charge their tenant, it's free. If they want to use payments and charge their tenants for the payments, it's free. So anything to help a landlord and a tenant kind of figure out their individual situation, that's really important. I'll give you one more example, and that is applications. I went to school here in Utah. That's how I ended up here. I went to BYU. And what would happen was you'd move into a house or an apartment with three other guys. And at first, everything's great. And then what would happen is someone would get married or they'd move out. And if you signed the lease, you were screwed. and they would be like, hey, I'll see you later. And then the landlord would come after you.
Yep.
So the way we built our applications and our payments is they target the individual. So a landlord can manage each person in their unit if they have roommate situations. And that was a major one, doing that and split payments. And we've really made it so it's so customizable to the individual situation. That's what one of the major things that makes it unique. But going back to my design roots, I made it so all the heavy lifting's done below the surface. And to the consumer, it looks like this easy-to-use site. Let's just say it's not easy. It's very complex behind the scenes. But to the customer, it's this simple, easy-to-use site. But we've got a lot of stuff going on in the background.
Congratulations. You have unlimited amount of money and time to put towards Rentler. What's a feature that doesn't exist now that you would put in there?
Great question. One thing I want to do is build out a more robust maintenance system. Right now we have maintenance 1.0 where you can send in a trouble ticket, but I want the ability to do some additional things that will help landlords and tenants get that air conditioner fixed. If a landlord's busy and their tenant calls them or hits them up, they don't necessarily have the time to go help that tenant, but the tenant really needs that air conditioner fixed, especially if he's in the deep south, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by having a different way of thinking, we would like to even do things like allow the landlord, if they wanted to put a limit in so the tenant doesn't even have to ask, they just get it done themselves. And expediting that would be really helpful. So I want to build a lot of that out. That's just one feature. I got lots and lots of ideas. The problem is honing in and getting the best ideas really worked out first.
If you look back at challenges that have come up through the last 6 years, and if you were to be made aware of those challenges prior to starting Rentler, would you have still started it?
Absolutely. It's a needed product. It's a needed thing. I know my team is just exceptional, and we've helped literally 1.3 million people that use our system.
Based on your experience as an entrepreneur in the real estate industry, what is your best advice ever for real estate professionals?
Wow. Best advice ever, I would say, is you hear a lot about following your dreams, but the reality is it's hard work and you got to stick to it. And if you have that thing you want to accomplish, you got to not just set that goal, but stick to it every day. And it's a grind, but at the end, it'll be a reward.
We're going to do a lightning round. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. You looking for a one-stop landlording software that helps you create listings, find and screen tenants, and accept rental payments while managing maintenance requests? Oh, by the way, it's zero cost to you. Go to tryrentler.com/best ever. That's tryrentler.com/best ever. See a rundown or abandoned house? Well, snap a picture with the Deal Machine app to instantly find the owner and get in touch via direct mail, email, and phone in just 10 seconds. Search Deal Machine in your app store or visit dealmachineapp.com. Best ever book you've read?
Best ever book, Hard Thing About Hard Things by Ben Horowitz.
What's the best ever project that you've worked on? And if you say Rentler, cool, but maybe specifically within Rentler, a project that you worked on.
I'll make it a little bit more interesting. I'd say best ever product I've ever worked on is we built a app for Lego called LegoClick.com, and you could take a picture of someone and then turn them into a Lego.
Oh, sign me up. I'm going to check that out. What's a mistake you've made in business on something?
A mistake I've made in business, I've made a few bad hires and not making the changes fast enough.
If you were to think about the characteristics of the individuals you fired, if presented a situation in the future where you come across an individual like that, what are those characteristics?
Those characteristics are more of how the team sees that individual, and they don't see them pulling their weight. You as the leader need to make a choice. What's more important, the overall health of the team or trying to help that individual along. And I've learned that each situation is unique, but you have to really take into account your A players and not necessarily always focus on B players. And so sometimes you have to make hard choices, and that's one way you have to do it.
Best ever way you like to give back?
I give away 10% of my income.
And how can the best ever listeners learn more about your company and try Rentler?
They can go to rentler.com and you can go to /best ever. And we've got a page set up for best ever listeners to check out everything, how our company works and what our services are.
Excellent. So let's see, the URL, is it Try Rentler?
That's what it is.
There it is. Yeah, there we go. It's tryrentler.com/best ever. Or if you're lazy, just go to rentler.com. That's fine too. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Jason. I'm grateful that I've gotten to know more about your business prior to our conversation. Obviously, Rentler is a sponsor of this podcast, and I only bring in sponsors whose business I wholeheartedly believe in. And holy cow, you all are providing a tremendous solution for real estate investors and prospective residents. So thanks for being on the show. Thanks for talking about the evolution of your company, how you make money, and where you see it going with new features, as well as how it has evolved up until this point, some of the things that you all have worked through. As real estate investors, we're entrepreneurs, and this is some really interesting stuff, let alone learning more about a real estate investing company that has launched 6 years ago and is incredibly successful. So thanks for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
See a rundown or abandoned house? Well, snap a picture with the Deal Machine app to instantly find the owner and get in touch via direct mail, email, and phone in just 10 seconds. Search Deal Machine in your app store or visit dealmachineapp.com.